On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria and Johannesburg reaching a high of 22 tomorrow, Emalahleni up to 21 degrees. The police has confirmed that they've arrested two men for the illegal possession of explosives in Pretoria. National Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says the 78-year-old and 53-year-old will appear before the Pretoria Magistrates Court on Monday.
Police received a tip-off that there were people travelling in a Ford Fiesta in Pretoria in the early hours of Friday morning. Police spotted the said vehicle. They stopped it and found 26 blasting cartridges and 15 capped fuser connectors.
And the former Minister of Public Enterprises, Malusi Gigaba, says he'll cooperate with authorities after he was summoned to a meeting by the Investigating Directorate for Anti-Corruption. Cliff Shiko reports he was expected in court today, but no indictment was issued. Cliff Shiko is there.
Malusi Gigaba, who is also an ANC National Executive Committee member, issued a statement following his meeting with IDEC, saying the matter concerns an allegation of receiving an undeserved benefit, which has been framed as Schedule 1 offence. He also clarified that this was not a Transnet procurement-related charge, as previously reported. Gigaba says evidence will outlive speculation and that his legal team will now review the matter. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
And the internal recruitment and promotions practices of the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department was in the spotlight at the Madlanga Commission today. The unit's suspended chief, Isaac Mapiyeye, revealed that his subordinate, Julius Mkwanazi, was promoted without the required processes. According to him, the appointment took place while he was suspended, fueling concerns that the leadership structure has been subverted. Anastasia Mokhobo has more.
Mapiyeye testified that in October 2023, a panel shortlisted Mkwanazi and another candidate for a senior post. He says the competency assessment results were never produced, the final recommendations never made, and yet by December, Mkwanazi was wearing the rank of deputy chief without his approval. He adds that he never saw Mkwanazi's official letter of appointment, the new contract term, or a performance agreement. Anastasia Mokhobo, for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
And the United Nations warned of intensified hostilities going ahead in Sudan despite paramilitary forces endorsing a truce proposal from mediators. It follows more than 2 years of war with a regular army. The RSF said they'd accepted a truce plan put forward by the United States, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, but the government backed by the army has yet to respond to the US-led mediator's proposal. Meanwhile, the international president of Doctors Without Borders, Dr. Javed Abdelmoneim, expressed concern as violence has become order of the day.
Because of where we work in Umbara, a town just elsewhere in North Darfur, we've had to shut our services there because of drone strikes this week. The conflict, we urgently call all warring parties to respect international humanitarian law and allow safe passage for civilians and medical workers.
And just to end off the Friday, on a more positive note, the iconic singer-songwriter Bob Dylan started his Rough and Rowdy Ways UK tour in Brighton. And there's a catch. Audience are required to lock their phones away during the concert. I'm Madeline Fouchier. For a review of the day's big stories, visit jacarandafm.com. Click on news. That's it from myself and the team. Have a good evening.